Welcome back to the Brian Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Brian Park. We're played by 100 high school marching bands on this, your Independence Day. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, Langhorne Slim lays down some dirty blues for the 4th of July. But first, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. Longtime Republican Senator Jesse Helms died early this morning in Raleigh. The staunch conservative from North Carolina was 86. He served 30 years in the Senate, chairing the Foreign Relations Committee. A slight thaw in frigid China-Taiwan relations, the first regular direct flights between the two rivals are underway. Plane rides may not sound like much, but they've basically been shut down since the 1949 split amid civil war. Caroline Gluck has more from Taipei.
A Chinese lion dance greeted the first passengers from China flying to Taiwan. The flights are another sign of warming ties between the two sides since the election of President Ma Ying-jeou, who said he wants better ties with the mainland. The direct flights this weekend, 36 in all, are bringing more than 600 Chinese tourists, as well as officials and journalists, to Taiwan. They'll be followed by much larger groups by the end of the month, as China has promised to allow up to 3,000 of its citizens to visit Taiwan every day. Businesses here are hoping they'll provide a much-needed economic boost.
Caroline Gluck reporting from Taipei. North Korea says it's getting a raw deal. It agreed to take apart its nuclear program in exchange for energy and political benefits. Now it says it's torn up 80% of its nuclear complex, but gotten less than half of promised energy shipments. North Korea made the deal with the U.S. and several Asian neighbors, including China and South Korea. The U.S. says North Korea still hasn't told all about its nuclear work. Media giant Viacom may be able to see what you've been watching on YouTube, and a federal court says that's just fine. As you can imagine, privacy advocates are steamed. It's part of a copyright lawsuit between Viacom and YouTube owner Google. NPR's Kurt Nikish has more.
A federal judge has told the internet search company to pass along the viewing history for each clip on the popular site, including the login name and computer address of each user. Privacy advocates say it's not right to reveal who watches what and when without their permission. Google has asked Viacom to let it make the data more anonymous before handing it over, but Viacom may not have to concede. The judge ruled this week that the media company has a legitimate need for the information and that the privacy concerns are speculative.
NPR's Kurt Nikish reporting. July 4th is a pretty good day to become an American. Each year, dozens take the oath that day at Monticello, Thomas Jefferson's Virginia home. President Bush presided today. July 4th was also Thomas Jefferson's final day. He died in 1826, 50 years to the day after the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. A Minnesota college student is in hot water for putting his vote on eBay. He said it was a joke, but prosecutors aren't playing along. They're charging him under a law making it illegal to buy or sell votes. And that is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.